Okay, Cosmos, just something here about what to do with that. There is no matter chapter. Which I'm not so sure where to put. It should be preceded by something that leads into that. So I've been talking about, we've been talking about these two different views on, these are conceptual things, the different views on cosmos and cosmology, and one of them being the one that looks at the world of matter space and galaxies and stars and planets and our bodies and all that. But here we find, in contrast, these older cosmologies that not only has an expanded, more inclusive view on the cosmos, of the world, as comprised not only of the physical but the mental and consciousness. But where this physical world is seen as just one level. One world among several. The one that we perceive through the senses of these bodies. Made of these elements that we all matter. But now this is a long sentence, I have to split it up. But not only that, where this world of matter this phenomenal world this earthly realm it's not the most real world there is, but rather the opposite, an elusive, illusory, dreamy, and temporary form. Which of course sounds strange. Many modern people with scientific minds But does it really? Well, let's start by opening those minds a bit and see where what we find, and then we can lead that to this chapter of There Is No Matter. Yeah, I could try that.